Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw some follow-through buying again today.
Yeah, we did, you know, and I think it's one that we looked at the crop report, the monthly crop report yesterday. The trade looked at it, did not believe the acres number or the yield number. And then, of course, this time of year, it's all important on what happens with the weather. And the weather forecast is dominating the market at the end of the week. Looks like we have some temperatures. You know, the next 7 to 8 days looks like it's going to be pretty warm and dry. And so that's the real issue here, adding risk premium going into the weekend, and we'll see if we need it come Sunday night.
That weather forecast sometimes in some years would be beneficial, some years not. So traders are kind of trying to decide one way or the other there, I think, with this crop.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is one that's all over the place because we have small plants in the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana and Ohio, that, you know, shallow roots, they do not need the hot heat and the dry condition. Then you have other areas that were getting close to pollinating, and so you have some issues with that on the pollination. And as you get into, you know, the Missouri in those southern areas that planted earlier. So, you know, we're getting hit both ends of it, and the bottom line, adding risk premium to the market. I think with the heat that we're getting here now, the feeling is that the crop ratings probably could sink 1%, maybe even 2% on corn and soybeans on Monday. So crop getting smaller, not bigger, is the fear. And the trade does not believe the crop report. And so there you go as we move forward. But statistically, the crop report was negative on corn. Our ending stocks for this 18-19 year at 2.34 billion bushels is the highest since 1987.
Yeah. Livestock side of things today, mixed trade there.
Yeah, I think when you look at the cattle, I think the cattle market, first of all, trying to break to the upside. Futures just still carrying too big a discount where the cash is. Had some cash cattle here today in Iowa, traded 116, Nebraska 115. So we've got the packer still making about $140 a head. Beef market is struggling here, but the packer's maybe going to share a little bit of his margin. Bottom line is we're in that seasonal doldrums on beef demand, but the futures have too big a discount.
That's one thing. This whole season, the as cold as it had been, we just didn't see a good grilling season so far.
Yeah, you know, we never really did see a grilling season that was that open window that you like to have. And now we're moving into the hot, dry period, the summer doldrums, and we're moving into a time frame where it's really more hot dog and hamburger season and BLT season. So the big expensive cuts look like they're getting overshadowed here.
Okay. You expect the cutouts to kind of keep sagging?
You know, we think that the cutout could even, you know, we think it could even move down. First target was 215. Now we're thinking it's more in that 2 to 205, maybe a downside target. But, you know, the other issue we have is just too much meat, a lot of pork around, but the futures market and the hogs found some strength right at the end of the day. The government did put the cash price for the fourth quarter at $70 for the fall and $81 for next June, July. So probably fair valued for the fall, maybe a little overvalued for the next June, but it all depends on the Chinese buying interest.
That's what I was going to say. It all depends on that demand.
Yeah, it's going to be all about demand. You know, the losses on the sow herd are anywhere from 20% to 40%, and nobody seems to have a good handle on that. But one thing we do know is the Chinese have not come to the world market for pork as of yet. I think we're just going to watch Sunday night. It's going to be a key for the weather. And then, you know, we'll just see how much premium we add or subtract from there.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.